This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hello there, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
Generation Next. Love it.
It's 13 minutes to wait. You are on your favourite radio station, Generation Next, Joy 94.9, actually. And if you're in Sydney, you're on the Star Observer Digital, your sex, sexuality and gender diverse radio station, which is also digital. We have got some messages in surrounding social media. One saying that, good evening, professionals and prospective employees look at social media when hiring. Is that fair? And also, in the same vein, I work in recruitment, and one of the first things I do is check out their social media page. Not that other people should matter when it comes to who you are, but it does say a lot about you. What do you two think?
It's a tough one because, I mean, if we say that we don't really agree with that, for example, if I say that, it's a little bit hypocritical because when I meet someone for the first time, like you were saying earlier, Dylan, I do that.
Yeah.
And it's like you're hiring this person and you're paying this person and you're putting your faith in this person to do a good job. So I kind of get it.
Yeah, look, as much as I don't like it, I do agree with it. And
we all do it as well.
And I think if you're big enough of a muppet to leave your profile like open for the public to see,
and have crass images,
and be slagging off on people, then
it's a tough one though.
Yeah,
but I think that should also take into account if it looks slightly quirky or it looks like it's had a lot of effort put into it. This particular profile, they should also take into account that there's a particular public image they want people to perceive. You know, it's, you don't make it for the employer to see, you make it for your friends to see.
Yeah,
that is true. We also had a message in saying, hi Gen Next, on the topic of body image, I'm a trans woman who is constantly faced by people's opinion about my body image / presentation. Can you please share your thoughts on cisgender ideals on what makes someone a real woman / man, and should non-trans people have a say on transgendered identified bodies? Thanks, Chloe from Brunswick. Well, thanks heaps for texting in, Chloe. Look, I think as a cisgendered male, the ideal for myself would be, you know, having the rock hard abs and having, you know, the big biceps and that whole super manly man image. I can't say for myself what my ideal for a transgender person would be, because I think that's trans is there's so many facets to that.
You know what? I think it should just be just completely open, and there should be no worrying about what someone looks like and what their body image is. I
totally
just don't think about it. I'm just like, you're you, I'm me.
Yeah.
And we'll just do our thing and it's all fine.
And I think people who do need to point out at other people's, I guess, their varying types of bodies, I think that says a lot about their own character.
Definitely.
And where
it's so uncomfortable when someone does that. It's like, as a joke, if it's just like, oh, that guy has a funny hat, that's fine. But when it's someone's whole personality or body or something that really represents them and their whole life, it's just not fine.
Absolutely. Look, Chloe, I think if you're comfy, then that's all that matters. Whoa, texts are going off. So if you want to join in, you can send a message on 0427-JOY-949 or shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. We have got a text in from Marcus in Craigieburn saying, I'm excited that I just picked up my kids, Ben and Laura, and get to have another well with them. With any luck, I'll be able to convince them to make me breakfast in bed this weekend. I don't know why I said conceive. thanks for sharing that, Marcus from Craigieburn.
I wish someone would make me breakfast in bed.
Oh, I'm so glad we just
hint,
got that
hint.
One.
Everyone.
Hey. Hint, hint, everyone. Is anyone special listening? I don't know.
It's we're nearly out of time for tonight, but as always, it's Gen Next, so that means that there's gay school.
Wow.
There's a bear in there. chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
And as always, we have a stack of articles. They will be up as well on our fantastic Facebook page very soon. But to kick it off, there Australian trans rights in global perspective. There's been recent reports on the international state of the trans rights movement have highlighted widespread funding problems for organisations and ongoing issues around legal recognition of gender. And after Amnesty International revealed barriers for trans people to have their genders changed in Europe, this stems from many countries like Denmark, France, Germany. They actually require a psychiatric diagnosis for a person to legally change their gender. Surgery is also a common requirement, meaning that for people who may not want to go and have gender reassignment surgery, they may want to be able to still conceive, have children. They would have to go unwanted surgery, resulting in sterilization, and then they'd be able to change their gender.
I'm kind of lost for words with that. I'm actually surprised because I would, in such secular countries as these, I find it hard to believe that there's not a more fluid perception of people and gender, really.
Yeah. Well, it does say in this article that Argentina's legislation in this area has been identified as a model for the world, because birth certificates for adults, it's just basically fill in a form and say that I need to change my marker, says here, and sign the form. And it's basically as simple as that. And, you know, I think that's great.
I sort of see the issue with that, though. Because people, not that it would happen, and not to give too much levity to the issue of transgender people, but if people were changing back and forth, if that were to happen, I can see why the state would want to sort of administer that. Not that I would condone it, but I can see why they'd want to administer that. Okay, so we've got some community-ish initiatives tackle youth homophobia and transphobia. There we go. So the release of new research into the health and well-being of same-sex attracted and sex and gender diverse youth has highlighted the need for community-based initiatives to address widespread homophobia and transphobia in Victoria. Growing Up Queer, a report by the Young and Well Cooperative Research Centre released last week, found 64% of participants had experienced verbal abuse, 18% had experienced physical abuse, and 32% had experienced other forms of homophobia and transphobia. Big numbers, which...
Big numbers. I wasn't actually expecting that. Yeah. Large percentages. That's quite upsetting.
That's just not something I ever came across growing up gay. I mean, in later high school I came out, but that was when all of the issues disappeared. It was when I came out as gay. I wasn't worried if people were pigeonholing me, you know. I was gay. That was what I was. I will sass the beep out of you.
Well done. And another very important thing that has happened, basically, as we were talking about social media earlier, this is quite relevant. Facebook has announced changes to the way users can identify their own gender, expanding the binary male-female options to a list of over 50 options. So on the basis of consultation with people in the LGBTI communities, Facebook came up with a list covering a wide range of gender identities, including many related to trans, intersex, and queer communities.
That's awesome.
Just amazing. Well
done. It is great, but... Sadly for tonight, I'm glad we get to leave on a positive note, which is so rare on Gen Next.
Yes. Well done, Facebook.
Well done, Facebook, for that. And I can't wait to change mine. I'm going to change mine to cisgender male, which is what I am. Now, we've run out of time for tonight's show. Thank you to everyone who messaged in. But stick around because we've got Worldwide Wave coming up right after this. And we'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Bye.
Joy 94.9. Bringing you the best news and views all week long.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.